Hello, what's going on, everybody? This is Sydney Smith, the host of this incredible podcast, The Real Queen Sid, and this is episode 236 of The Real Queen Sid Show. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about the four major blocks in life. So super excited for you guys to hear this episode. It's pretty short, sweet, and to the point, but you should get a lot of value out of it. If you get any value, please make sure to screenshot it, share it into your Instagram stories, and tag me at The Real Queen Sid. And drop your biggest takeaway on that tag. That's my favorite part about getting those tags. So I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. And let's get into this episode.
There are four blocks that are in your life that are stopping you from achieving what you want to achieve in life. And so we're going to talk about all four of them, but I'll give you a list first. There are assumptions, interpretations, limiting beliefs, and gremlins. So we're going to go over all four. I'm going to tell you about all four. And I'm going to also give you some tips on how to work through them. If that excites you, can you drop me a yes in the comments below? Can you make some hearts fly across the screen? Make sure you share this video out and let's go. So the first one, like I said, is assumptions. Okay. And I'm going to give you a definition of assumptions. Then I'm going to give you an example. Assumptions are the expectation that we have failed at something because we are going to fail again. The expectation that we failed at something, and so we are going to fail again, okay? And so if that's you, if you're like, oh my God, that happens to me all the time, then you can drop me a 2 in the comments below so that I know who I'm speaking to. And so this expectation that because we failed at something, we're going to fail again, I think about, some of you all might not know this about me, but I have had 4 businesses. So I had three failed businesses before I started with Prove It, before I started selling ketones, before I started doing what I'm doing right now, is I failed at 3 businesses. So I had a cleaning company that I started. I was with a direct sales company. I was selling inappropriate toys. And then I was also with another health and wellness company before Prove It. So I have 3 failed businesses under my belt. 3. Okay. How many of you guys can relate to that? You're like, oh my God, that's me. That's me. That's me. That's me. And when I got to Prove It, I was really scared. I was like, why is this going to be different? I have 3 failed businesses under my belt. I've never recruited a single working human. I've never been at the top of the leaderboards. Everything that I've ever done in business, I have quit on because I'll tell you my cleaning company failed because I really liked watching Netflix. I will be so honest with you. I was really good at booking cleaning gigs. I was really good at marketing the cleaning. I didn't want to actually go do the cleaning. So that's why my cleaning business actually failed, was because I would literally book clients and then not show up. Okay. And so this assumption that because I have 3 failed businesses under my belt, that I was going to fail again at this, was super, super prevalent when I started with Prove It. Okay. If you can relate to that, can you drop me make some hearts fly across the screen, share this out, whatever. So that I know I'm not alone. Right. And so this assumption stops people in a lot in business. How many of you guys have had a failed business before? You've tried network marketing before and it didn't work with you, with that company, with that leadership, with that. And so therefore you don't end up trying again with anything else. Okay. And so it stops us, right? Maybe you've wanted to join another company. Maybe you've wanted to join me. Maybe you've wanted to try a different product, right? This could be in your health and wellness journey as well. Maybe you've tried a bunch of different health and wellness products before and nothing worked. So you're afraid to try again. Okay. I know a lot of you guys can relate to this. So this is called an assumption, and it's holding you back in your life. Just because you failed at something before doesn't mean you're going to fail again. And so are you guys taking notes? You should definitely be taking notes. Oh my God, I love these glasses. You can actually get them in the link in my bio if you like them too. They're blue light blockers. And then I also have one pair that has my prescription in it. So if you are somebody that is riddled by assumptions, hopefully you're taking notes, but write this down. Write 5 ways that you are different now than when you failed at something. Right? Write 5 things that are different now than when you failed at something. Okay. So I think about my 3 failed businesses. How was I different when I started with Prove It? How was I different when I started my 4th? I had a burning desire that I had never experienced before. I had people to run with that I had never experienced before. I had a product that I was absolutely obsessed with. I had a full-time job that I wanted to quit really, really bad. And how was I different? I was over a year year in recovery. And so I had started on the self-growth, the self-healing, the self-forgiveness journey, okay? So if you are struggling with assumptions that this is one of the blocks that is holding you back in your life, I want you to write down when you're like, I want to try that new health and wellness product. I want to try that new business. I want to try, but I failed in the past. I want you to write down five things that are different. Okay, so maybe you're looking at another company to join and you're like, I've failed at three companies in the past. Maybe this time the leadership is better. Maybe this time the training is better. Maybe this time the community is better. Maybe this time they're not teaching you to send cold messages so you know that you can be more successful, because cold messages make you cringe like nobody's business, okay? What is different this time than last time, all right? So the second thing that's holding people back in life, if you guys are getting value from this so far, make sure you share it out. If you share it out, drop me the word shared in the comments below and I'll give you first and last name shout out. So the second thing that is holding people back in life is interpretation. Okay. I hope you guys are taking notes. Interpretation, write that down. This is the belief that you are, Okay. So interpretation is the belief you have about something. My notes are written in like a light pencil. I can barely see them. Belief that you have about something. Okay. So I want you to understand this. This is an interpretation is, I'll give you this little snippet and it'll make a little bit more sense. There is a difference between what is true and what is the truth. Dallas Mendoza, thank you for sharing, babe. There is a difference between what is true and what is the truth. Okay. So what is true is your opinion. Something can be true in your opinion, but what is the truth? That is what is universally true. That is what is true for everybody, right? So this could be something like, I'm bad at live video. Maybe you think you're bad at live video, but universally, no, you're probably better than most of the world, because you're actually doing the live video and most people aren't, right? So think about it that way. What's universally true? Are you really bad? Are you the worst at doing live video? Or are you actually pretty good at doing live video because you're trying it all? Does that make sense? So like, there is a difference between what is true and what is the truth. So with interpretation, if this is something that you're struggling with, I want you to remember that just because you see something through a lens doesn't mean it is true. Just because you see something through a certain lens, just because you think that you're bad at talking to people, you think you're bad at selling. How many times do I hear that? You're bad at selling. Maybe you're not bad at selling. Maybe it's just a strength not yet developed. Maybe you just haven't learned the skills yet. Just so you know, selling is a skill. It's a skill that everybody can learn. So if you're like, I have not joined your business because I suck at selling, it's a skill that is learned. I was terrible at selling when I started in this industry. The next thing I want you to ask yourself if you're struggling with interpretations is, what is another way to look at this, right? So like I said, I put it in perspective for you. Are you really bad at live video, or are you working on getting better at live video and you're better than a lot of people because you'll do it at all? The next thing is, how do I know that this is true? Who told me that this is true? What is the hard proof that this assumption, this interpretation about myself, not assumption, interpretation about myself is true? Ask yourself, what would my upline think? So if I said something really, really negative about myself, what would your upline think? What would your leader think? What would somebody that you respect think? What would they say? And then what else could be going on here? Right? So maybe you feel like you're terrible at live video, but maybe that's because you were told by a teacher in elementary school or in middle school or in college that you were horrible at public speaking. And so now you have this like scar, this trauma that you're associating with your current life. If that makes sense, can you drop me a yes in the comments below? Make sure you share this out if you're getting some value from it. Okay, the third thing that holds people back in life, that is blocking you from everything you want in life, that is blocking you from your success, is limiting beliefs. Now, limiting beliefs are a generalization, stereotype, idea you learned and accepted about yourself that limit you. How many of you guys struggle with limiting beliefs? Like, seriously, how many of you guys struggle with limiting beliefs? I struggle with limiting beliefs all the time. We are done with that. All right, bye. Okay, people are being weird. So a limiting belief that I have struggled with in the past is, I've struggled with so many. Okay, I can't be successful because I'm an addict, That's the limiting belief. What is the one that I recently started, like, thinking through? It'll come to me. But a limiting belief is a generalization, stereotype, idea that you learned and accepted about yourself that limits you. So I want you to ask yourself, when you start feeling these limiting beliefs, where did I find that? What evidence do I have to support that belief? How does that belief limit me? What makes that true to me? So I recently have been struggling with a limited belief. I am breaking through it right now. Okay, I've been struggling with a limiting belief that somebody else will do it for me, right? And so I don't know where this idea came from, but I think that, like, I thought that if I piddle-paddled my way through business, right? Like, because business has been slowly increasing over the last 4 years that I've been with Pruvit. Business has been slowly increasing over the last 4 years. And I just thought that if I stuck and stayed long enough, that if I did the same work and the same consistency and the same devotion, the same commitment, that's the word I'm looking for, the same commitment, that things would grow and all of a sudden I'd be a millionaire. Now that's a weird limiting belief, but like, can you see how that might apply in your life, right? Maybe that's somebody saved me. Somebody always saved me. Does that make sense? In my past somewhere, somebody always saved me. So now I feel like somebody is going to come save me now. Does that make sense? Okay, so what are your limiting beliefs that are stopping you from doing things, that are stopping you from being successful in life, right? So maybe for you, it's I can't sell. Maybe for you, it's I can't build a business. Maybe for you, it's I'm not a good leader. Maybe for you, it's people don't like me. Maybe for you, it is, that's another limiting belief that I'm working through, is that people don't like me in person. So I'm super bubbly, super loud, super Queen Sid on the internet, but in person, I'm super introverted, I'm super quiet, and it ends up kind of throwing people off sometimes. And so I have this limiting belief that people don't like me in person, which is not true. It's not true, right? It's not true. So when you start to feel those limiting beliefs, where did you find that? What evidence do you have to support that belief? And what does that belief, how does that belief limit me? What makes that true to me? Okay, so make sure you ask yourself those questions when you are feeling those limiting beliefs. Now, the fourth thing that's holding people back in life is actually something that that is like inside your body, right? And this is called a gremlin. And a gremlin tells you that you are not enough. It comes to you in your own voice, which is the problem, right? A gremlin comes to you in your own voice. It is literally you inside of your own body, inside of your own head, telling yourself that you're not good enough. It is literally you inside of your own body, inside of your own head, telling yourself that you will never make it in this industry, that you will never succeed, that you will never hit your goals, that you will never, 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 never. So the first thing with a gremlin is making sure that you have some awareness around the fact that the problem with gremlins is that they come to you in your own voice and you trust your own voice. So anything that comes to you in your own voice, they sound just like you. They're speaking to you in a way that you would speak to yourself, right? This is when we're super mean to ourselves, right? And so the first thing is that awareness that this is a gremlin. This is not me talking. This is like my alter ego, my negative alter ego, right? So this is an awareness around the fact that this is a gremlin. The next thing with gremlins is you need to embrace the gremlin. Because the gremlin, whatever it's saying to you, is saying it to protect you. I know that sounds crazy, but your gremlins are in your brain saying whatever they're saying to protect you. They want you to not get hurt. So they hurt you before you can hurt yourself, right? And so you embrace this gremlin and then allow yourself to understand, thank you, gremlin, so much for protecting me from XYZ, right? So this leads back all the way to like childhood trauma. Childhood trauma, that's where your gremlins are coming in. That's where your gremlins are speaking to you, right? Embrace that in gremlin. And then every gremlin serves a purpose and was created to protect you. So I want you to ask yourself these questions. What is your gremlin protecting you from? And then I want you to give your gremlin a name. Maybe it's Stacy, maybe it's Nancy, maybe it's Karen, maybe it's whatever. Once you give your gremlin a name, you can give your gremlin a new job. Your gremlin's new job is to empower and cheer you on, right? So allow your gremlin to allow your gremlin to exist, but give them a new job, right? So your gremlin's there to protect you. And so these are little, your gremlin's going to stop you from doing things that are going to push you forward, right? This is also called fear. And so I've been reading this book by 50 Cent. That is, it's Hustle Harder. It's really, really good. And he was talking about fear in this first chapter. And I got to read this part. Hold on. You need to bend fear. You need to bend fear into moments of action at every opportunity, because the fearless does not only recognizes but also rewards one another. And then he also said this other part that I starred: when fear interrupts your routine, it makes you rethink it in any way. It's gotten your its hooks deep inside of you and will hold on to you forever. Your gremlin is just your fear that is trying to hold you back from everything that you want in life. It's trying to hold you back from things that are going to move you forward. And I want you to remember that anytime a gremlin pops up, anytime that fear pops up, that is an opportunity to move through it, because whatever's on the other side is exactly what you're looking for. And so fear protects you from getting hurt. Fear protects you from failing. Fear protects you from falling down. And so I want you to remember that fear is a tool to guide you in the right direction. So I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. I hope you guys gained a ton of value from that. If you did, make sure you share it out to somebody that you think could get some value from it as well.